It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis is expected to sign a measure into law today to require the safe storage of firearms. CPR's public affairs reporter Ben Berkland has more.
The goal of the bill is to prevent children and other unauthorized users from gaining access to guns. In those situations, failing to safely store a firearm could result in a $500 fine. The bill also requires licensed gun dealers to provide locking devices when someone purchases a gun. Opponents of the measure say locks could make it harder for someone to defend themselves. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state is close to buying a piece of land south of downtown Denver that is vital to several big transportation projects. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Union Pacific Railroad closed its 60-acre Burnham Yard 5 years ago, and it sat empty ever since. CDOT says that site could help it expand nearby Interstate 25 and allow for downtown entry for a planned Front Range passenger rail line. An RTD could use a slice to add more tracks to the most congested part of its light rail network. A handful of state agencies are pooling money to come up with the $55 million purchase price. A key vote to approve the spending is scheduled for next month. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
In Estes Park, on the edge of Rocky Mountain National Park, officials are planning for a busy summer tourism season. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
May kicks off the high season in Estes Park. Visit Estes Park spokesperson Rachel Ward Opperman says last year ended up being busier than expected, even with the pandemic and wildfires. This year could be even busier.
A lot of the lodging owners who I've talked to this spring are talking about bookings for the summer that mean that they will have the best year ever.
Visitors will need a reservation for Rocky Mountain National Park. Opperman says to head to Roosevelt National Park or Hermit Park Open Space if the big park is too busy. Both offer great views into Rocky Mountain National Park. And you can bring your dog. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Sunny this morning, then clouds and snow this afternoon around Denver and along the Front Range. This is CPR News.